Welcome back to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Seb's best partner ever, Laura.
She's Laura. Yes. Okay, so what were we talking about last
Calvin
episode?
Calvin was looking for a new apartment, remember?
Yes, he was. He was making a phone call to Ms. Lin about a place that she posted online. She uploaded photos and information about that place, didn't she?
Yes. Right. Now, she assumed he wanted to see the place, but first, Calvin had a few questions.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. He wanted to know if it had a balcony and so also what the view was like. What was the view like?
It was not bad, okay? Oh, well, Ms. Lin said, yes, it had a balcony, okay, but the view, I think Calvin could see the view for himself.
So yeah,
to see that park, right?
So I think today we're actually going to get to go to the apartment and find out what Calvin thinks.
Okay.
So let's jump into our day two article.
Reading. Calvin's new apartment. Calvin meets Ms. Lin at the apartment.
I just had this apartment renovated, so it's new and comfortable.
So, all this furniture comes with the apartment, right?
Yes. I have some extra cushions for the sofa if you need them.
And just to confirm, the rent is $12,000 per month.
That's right.
What about bills, an internet connection, and so on?
You just pay the bills directly when they come. There's Wi-Fi, but you can change to a different provider if you want.
What if there are any problems with the apartment?
If you break something, I expect you to fix it or replace it. However, if there's a problem with the air conditioning or something else, call me. I'll arrange everything.
Does the building have any security?
There are security cameras, but no guards. It's important to keep both your apartment door and the main door downstairs locked.
Okay, I think that's everything. I've decided to rent the apartment. I have enough money for the deposit.
Excellent. I brought a contract with me, so I'll let you read it over.
She gives Calvin the contract.
Well, that was actually a dive. We dived into this week's article.
Nice.
Today's article, sorry. Okay, so we're on day two. It's the next day, the next week, the next month, whenever. And Calvin has gone to meet Ms. Lin at the apartment. How do we know this? Well, because the article says, Calvin meets Ms. Lin at the apartment. So, very easy.
Okay, so, 没错，我们一开始就看到他就是去见到这个林小姐了。And Ms. Lin says, I just had this apartment renovated, so it's new and comfortable. Nice, I love that. Okay, so 他才刚刚装潢或是翻修这个公寓，我们用 renovate 来表示翻修。所以呢，这个公寓它很新，也很 comfortable, comfy, 就舒适啦。
Probably a bit fancy.
Nice.
Yes, Calvin says, so all this furniture comes with the apartment, right? Oh, he's asking about the furniture. The furniture, by the way, is a noun. Furniture is a word we use to describe the things we put in our house. Furniture can be everything from your sofa to your wardrobe to your bed to even your bins.
Wow.
I'm sure that if any of you have moved house or you've had your room redecorated, then you'll have spent some time wandering around IKEA.
I love
so
going
much.
There.
Yeah. All that stuff they sell there is furniture.
I love their designs.
Yes.
So pretty.
So nice. So there is a verb form of furniture as well. We can furnish something. So if we furnish somewhere with something, like we furnished the kitchen was furnished with brand new counters, for example.
Nice.
We put the counters in the kitchen. We furnished the kitchen with counters. Now, when furniture has a specific use, a special use that helps us do a particular thing, what do we call it?
An appliance,
exactly.
Great.
So kitchen appliances, for example, are all the things that we use to cook. This can include the stove, the oven, the kettle,
microwave,
and the rice cooker.
Right.
Rice cooker as well.
Mm-hmm.
So our example sentence for furniture.
Right.
I just got a great new apartment.
You did.
But it didn't come with any furniture. Furnishing it is going to cost so much money.
Right. Lucky I had all the furniture ready and they're all pretty much new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that the same with you?
No, I didn't. I had to get everything.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is going to cost you.
It did cost
me. Okay. 所以这时候呢他就问了说诶那这个所有的家具都是包含吗因为刚刚我们就提到家具还是很贵的。Furniture, 注意哦它是个总称就是家具。So you can't say furnitures, no.
No.
S, okay, 它不管复数、单数都是 furniture. Okay, 所以那你要怎么办？你可以用 a piece or an item of furniture.
Yes.
用这个量数来形容它一件。Okay, 家具像是 the only piece of furniture he has in his bedroom is a bed.
Oh.
Sounds like you have a small place.
It does,
卧室里唯一的家具就是一张床。Or you could say theOffice furniture is wearing out, okay? 就是有些家具已经老旧了就可以用 wear out, okay? And of course, we saw the phrase come with something, 就是包含在里面. So does it come with, does the furniture come with the apartment?
Yeah. So, well, Ms. Lin says, yes, I have some extra cushions for the sofa if you need them. That's nice, isn't
it? That's so nice.
But what is she getting for him? What are cushions?
I hope they're new.
Let's find out.Okay, so we heard the word cushion, which is a noun. A cushion is a soft square that we put on a sofa or chair to help us relax. Cushions can be decorative, that means they're just there to look pretty, or they can be specially made to help people with problems, like back problems. Now, if a cushion is on a bed, we don't call it a cushion, we call it a pillow. That's the thing that you rest your head on at night.Cars can have a special kind of cushion too. They're called airbags. They blow out of the front of the car when you crash, so you will be safe. You won't get too hurt. Our example sentence for cushion is, I just bought some comfy, soft cushions for my sofa. They're so nice, I don't think I'll ever get off the couch.
That's so nice of Ms. Lin to offer him some cushions.
Nice.
他说、这个 Ms. Lin 就说、我有额外的沙发坐垫如果你需要的话、Cushion 这个字呢其实就有坐垫啊或是靠垫的意思它是一个名词、So you could have a sofa cushion or a seat cushion、okay, or even a cushion under the rug to protect the floor、
yeah.
Okay, do you remember whoopee cushions?
Oh yeah, the one that
April Fools, right? You could、like actually fool people 我超喜欢那种就是坐下去然后就会放屁的那种搞整人的东西就是 whoopee cushion, okay?
Yes.
Now back to the article,
Calvin doesn't care about whoopee cushions, no.
And just to confirm, the rent is, wow, $12,000 per month. 因为他想要确认一下这个
$12,000 NT, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, NT dollars, right?
Yeah.
就是一万二台币 If it's like US dollars, that'll be a lot. Okay,
a lot of money.
他确认房租是一个月一万二 That's not too bad.
It's not too bad for rent in Taipei. Rent, by the way, is a noun. It's the amount of money we pay every month to live somewhere that doesn't belong to us. These days, most young people pay rent because it is too expensive to buy your own apartment or house. I certainly do. But the cost of rent in some places is very, very high. In London, for example, where my sister lives, the average rent on a one-bedroom apartment is 108,000 NT per month. Can you believe that? It's so expensive. That's just one reason why I don't live in the UK anymore.
No way!
Yeah,
that's
so
a lot of money!
So expensive. So crazy apartments aside, we can also use rent as a verb. In this case, we rent something when we pay money to use or borrow it for a while. We can rent a house for a vacation. We can rent a car if we're going on vacation too and we want to use a car for a little while. Or we could rent a tent if we're going camping. Or anything else we want to use but give back. We don't want forever. It's all things we can rent.
But you have to pay for it.
Yes, but you have to pay for it. So our example for rent the noun is Chloe spends 20,000 NT dollars a month on rent. So she often doesn't manage to save much money. 20,000 is quite a lot of money, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And also if you only make 30,000, that's like more than half of your salary.
Yeah, okay. 2/3.
I know. Mm-hmm. So Ms. Lin 就跟她确认说 that's right, okay? So that's how much you have to pay per month, 12,000 NT dollars. Mm-hmm. That's the rent. Rent 就是租金或者是有租东西的租费。Mm-hmm. Okay, 它是一个名词，比方像是I pay a higher rent or I pay more rent than the other tenants because my room is bigger. This is true. There are like four apartments kind of like near on the same floor. But I actually get the biggest room out of the four rooms. Okay. Mm-hmm. So 我的房租 of course is higher. Okay. Mm-hmm. 比其他的房客高因为我的房间比较大。Mm-hmm. Okay. So we could also say your rent is ridiculously high or low.
Yes.
Okay, but mine's fair. Mine's like around 13,000.
13,000. Okay, that's pretty good.
For quite big room. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about London, 要10万台币.
Yeah.
I know, that's a lot.
I was looking at it online before we did this, and I thought it was the same. I was like, oh, it's like 20,000. But then I realized it was 20,000 per week.
What?
Not per month, it was per week.
也太贵了吧。
Yeah, so expensive.
You have to, like, work out the monthly rent. Mm-hmm. Okay, and next Calvin says, what about bills and internet connection and so on? Okay, 水电啦网络等等。诶，这里的 bill 它指的就是账款 okay? Mm-hmm. 所以在租屋的情况下就是水电费啦 and so on, 诸如此类的 okay? So what about those things?
Well, Ms. Lin says...You can just pay the bills directly when they come.
Okay,
so the bills come and then he will take them to the convenience store and he'll pay his bills.
Right, okay.
You pay your bills?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you must pay them.
I know. I wish somebody could pay for me. Okay. 他就说哦，所以就是账单来了就是付费。And she also says there is Wi-Fi, but you can change to a different provider if you want.
Okay.
哦，有无线网络有 Wi-Fi, 可是呢你可以换一个Internet service provider, 通常就是指网络的供应商。所以如果他要换这样子的一个供应商也是 OK 的啦。
Okay, well that's good. Well, Calvin says, what if there are any problems with the apartment? Okay, so what if?
Good question, Calvin. What if? 通常开头的问句就是要是怎么样怎么办？所以要是房子有问题怎么办呢？ And Ms. Lin says, if you break something, I expect you to fix it or replace it.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
That's fair.
Okay, expect 在这里就是有要求或者是认为什么什么理应发生。所以整句的意思就是房东认为如果房客他怎么样应该要休息或是替换掉坏掉的东西如果是他用坏的嘛OK 就是当然就是他自己要跟就是要修或者再买个新的Replace
Yes, has to replace it So replace is a verb And when we replace things What we do is we take it away And put something in its place So Ms. Lin is warning Calvin That if he breaks any of the things that she is giving him Those free bits of furniture Pieces of furniture in his apartmentthen he will have to fix them or buy a new one to put in its place. So we don't just replace things, though. We can also replace a person. If someone is replaced, it normally means that they have been fired from their job and someone is taking over from them. Then again, it could mean that they got a promotion and now the company needs someone new to do their old job. Either way...You get how replace works with people and things.
No one can replace you, though, as my partner. You're, like, the best.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So, what do we do what do we call something that replaces something old or something we don't use anymore? We call that a replacement.
That's a noun, okay.
So, if Laura left and moved to Australia, I would have a replacement. But she won't do that, will she?
No, for now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, example time.
Right.
When Tony broke his hotel window, he had to pay some money to have it replaced. Okay.
replace 在本课有这个替换啦更换的意思它是个动词不过在课文当中 replace 可能就是要买个新的这样的意思啦 OK 那我们要怎么用在一个句子当中呢比方像是 I promise to replace the plate that I dropped OK 我答应要赔偿我打碎的盘子 Or I replace the old rug with a new one OK 如果就是毯子老了旧了当然是要换新的啦或者是如果你看到这个炉子好像有点就是脏脏的或是一直故障你可能就会说 I guess it's finally time to replace the stove
Okay, so we're back into our little dialogue
Right?
And she adds However, if there's a problem with the air conditioning or something else Call me, I'll arrange everything Okay, that's good, she's being responsible
Right.
there Because it's, you know, Taipei If your air conditioner breaks, what are you going to do?
Gonna die in
You're
the heat.
You're gonna die.
okay, 但是如果是冷气啦、mm-hmm. 有问题啊或是什么东西的之类的是可以维修的打电话给我会安排。
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Calvin asks, does the building have any security?
Oh, security is very important. Mm-hmm. Security is a noun.
Mm-hmm.
And security means the collection of guards, systems, and mm-hmm. technology that any person or group can use to make a place safe. If you've ever traveled by plane, you will have noticed that they have airport security.
Yes.
So guards who are paid to look after the airport and keep it safe. In the article, Calvin wants to know how the building he will live in is kept safe. That's pretty important, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that nobody's going to come into your room at night. Oh, that's scary, actually. Anyway, security can be very poor.If it's very bad or very tight, if it is very good. So very tight security. There's very tight security at the airport. And an adjective we can use, which is related to security, is secure. So if something is not very secure, it is not very safe.
Ooh.
The security is not very tight. Anyway, our example sentence for security is, this bank has very poor security.And it has been robbed several times in the last year.
I'm not going to that bank.
Yeah, I'm not going to that bank. I'm not giving them my money.
I know.
No.
Okay. 所以这时候 Calvin 要问的就是安全的问题。他说，大楼有 security 吗？ Security 是什么？它可以指保安人员啦，保全人员或是警卫，或是保安措施哦。比方像是呢， you'll need to notify security if you want to work late in the office. 如果你要想在办公室里面工作到很你需要通知这个警卫
Do, yes.
Good idea.
Yes. So Ms. Lin said there are security cameras, but no guards.
Okay.
Well, to be honest, like, the security guards at apartments, do they do much, really?
No.
Mine doesn't.
They actually like to watch dramas a lot.
Yeah,
like,
mine watches dramas.
I know. You see you always eating, like, you know, your way or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, 她说, Ms. Lin 说有监视器但是没有警卫, okay? And she says, it's important to keep both your apartment door and the main door downstairs locked.所以这就是表示你的门还有楼下的大门要锁好。I always make sure these two things are locked properly.
Yes, very important, very important. So Calvin says, okay, I think that's everything. I've decided to rent the apartment.
Nice.
Ooh, congratulations, Calvin.
It's so difficult looking for one, a good one especially.
I'm so happy he's happy.
I know, and he says, I have enough money for the deposit. 所以他决定要租那当然他还有带足够的怎么样钱来付。
Okay.He's going to show the money.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay, so Ms. Lin says, excellent. I brought a contract with me, so I'll let you read it over.
Okay,
so what is this she's brought with us?
Contract.
So Ms. Lin has brought a contract with her. A contract is a noun, and it is a written agreement that two people sign when they agree to do a certain thing or a job.Now, when you move into a new apartment, you normally have to sign a piece of paper promising that you will pay your rent and your bills on time. Your landlord has to sign this too, so you can be sure that they won't ask you for extra money or try not to give you back your deposit. Similarly, when you get a new job, you have to sign a job contract to make sure that you and your company do what you have agreed to do. In both cases, it is really, really important that you read through the contract properly before you sign it. Otherwise, you might get scammed. Now, what happens when we don't do what we say we're going to do in a contract? Well, we break a contract. That is to not stick to what you said you would do. And normally, when you break a contract, you suffer some legal consequences. The other person can take you to court, and you might have to pay a fine. Anyway, our example sentence for contract is, Wendy didn't read her job contract properly before she signed it. Now, her company never pays her on time, and there is nothing she can do about it. That is why it is really important to read your contracts before you sign them.
看来一切都很顺利哦。Miss Lin 她还说，太棒了，我有带这个合约来，我会让你仔细看看。合约的英文要来认识一下很重要，就是 contract, and that's a noun, 是个名词。比方像是呢，如果你违反了这个合约，可能要小心哦。They could take legal action against you if you break the terms of the contract. 就是说，如果你违反这个合约的一些条款，他们可能会怎么样？They could sue you. 他们会起诉你哦。Or this is an important note. Don't sign.Or enter into any contract before examining its conditions carefully.
Yeah, very important.
仔细在就是核查合同，就是合约的条款之前，不要签订任何的合约。And of course, we saw the phrase "read something over," 就是仔细的从头到尾的阅读这样子意思啦。And last but not least, we end off with this. She gives Calvin the contract.
Nice. Okay, we know what that means.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that we are happy that Calvin has found a place that he likes, we hope he's going to rent it. He's got the contract. It's time for us to leave him and go to our For You chat. So let's check that out right now.
Go.
For You chat.
Chat time. Okay, so I have a question for you, Laura. What kind of place do you want to live in when you get your first apartment?
Can I have like an imaginary apartment?
Yeah, imagine. Somewhere? Have a think.
Okay, like my dream apartment. Okay, I want it to be in Paris.
Okay.
It sounds really expensive, but I'll pretend, right? Yeah. Okay, my first apartment will be in Paris.
But romantic, right?
Romantic. And I hope I have really good neighbors. That's so important as well.
It is important. It's important
like,
to have good friends.
If you have like really weird people living around you, it has to be very convenient, I hope. Because I can't, you know, I can't drive. Okay, but the view...has to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those lights, those city lights at night.
I know, and everything. Oh, okay. So that's my dream imaginary first apartment. What about you? Talk about my real first apartment.
Okay, so my real first apartment that I moved into when I was 18. I shared it, though.
Wow.
I didn't have my own apartment.
Okay.
I shared it. It was in Spain. I used to live in Spain, yeah. And it was kind of a bit of a rubbish apartment, but I loved it. It was in the old town of this little town. So all the buildings were very old, and it had a beautiful view and a little balcony. But the best thing about it was it was built on top of... It was very cheap. But also, it was built on top of a bakery.So whenever I opened up my window, the smell of the cakes they were baking would come up and come into my room, and it smelled so good all the time. My house never smelled bad. It always smelled so good.
I know, that's so important. I don't want, like, yucky smell in my apartment.
Oh, I miss my house.
That sounds really good, that you don't have to get candles and stuff to make it smell nice.
Yeah, now I have to light so many candles.
I know, you can get, like, natural, nice bakery, fresh bread.
I know.
Okay, you're getting me hungry there.
I know.
Okay, so you guys have a chat because I bet you guys can't really move out yet too young.
Yeah, but I bet you're pretty excited too.
I know. You want that, right? Okay, so have a chat and we will see you when we see you.
Until next time,
okay. I'm Laura.
I'm Seb.
Bye.
Bye.
Calvin's new apartment. Calvin meets Ms. Lin at the apartment.
I just had this apartment renovated, so it's new and comfortable.
So, all this furniture comes with the apartment, right?
Yes. I have some extra cushions for the sofa if you need them.
And just to confirm, the rent is $12,000 per month.
That's right.
What about bills and internet connection and so on?
You just pay the bills directly when they come. There's Wi-Fi, but you can change to a different provider if you want.
What if there are any problems with the apartment?
If you break something, I expect you to fix it or replace it. However, if there's a problem with the air conditioning or something else, call me. I'll arrange everything.
Does the building have any security?
There are security cameras, but no guards. It's important to keep both your apartment door and the main door downstairs locked.
Okay, I think that's everything. I've decided to rent the apartment. I have enough money for the deposit.
Excellent. I brought a contract with me, so I'll let you read it over.
She gives Calvin the contract.
Vocabulary review.
Furniture. The furniture at IKEA is less expensive because you need to put it together yourself. Cushion. Gina put a cushion behind her back so that her chair would be more comfortable. Rent. You must pay your rent by no later than the fifth day of the month. Replace. Roxanne replaced her coffee maker because the old one broke. Security. The security at this bank is not very tight, so it gets robbed all the time. Contract. Workers at this company need to sign a contract before they start their jobs.